In school, we learned that human beings are made up of cells. Millions and millions of them, organized into tissues, organs, and systems. We were taught that this is what we are. A sum of visible organs, internal processes, and biological structures that function in harmony. But that picture is incomplete. There is something else. Something that is not part of us in the traditional sense, but without which we could not live a single day. Something that does not show up on x-rays or in anatomy class, but that influences our digestion, our defenses, our mood, our skin, our emotions, and even our decisions. That something is the human microbiome. The word may sound technical, even unfamiliar. But its meaning is simple and, at the same time, profound. The microbiome is the collection of microorganisms that live inside and on our body. Bacteria, viruses, fungi, archaea, protozoa, and other tiny beings, most of them completely harmless, many of them essential. And the most astonishing part, they outnumber our own cells. For decades, science ignored them. It was thought that microbes were only agents of disease. Something to be eliminated. Something to be avoided. But today we know that view was limited. We owe more to these tiny inhabitants than we ever imagined. They are part of us. And without them, we would not be who we are. One of the most cited and surprising facts in the study of the microbiome is this. For every human cell in your body, there is at least one microbial cell. Some studies even suggest there are more microbes than human cells. That does not mean you are made of microbes, but it does mean you are not alone inside your own body. These microorganisms live on the skin, in the mouth, in the lungs, in the genitals. But it is in the gut where the greatest diversity and abundance are concentrated. Particularly in the colon, where an ideal environment exists. Moist, warm, full of nutrients, and without oxygen. There, in that final section of the digestive tract, resides the densest community of microbes known on the planet. It is estimated that an adult may have between 2 and 4 pounds of gut microbiota. And it is not just a matter of quantity. It is also a matter of complexity. It is estimated that the human microbiome may contain more than 100 times as many genes as our own genome. That means we carry within us a parallel genetic library, full of capabilities that we did not inherit from our parents, but acquired from our environment, our diet, and our contact with the world. These microbial genes code for functions that the human body cannot perform on its own. Breaking down certain types of fiber, synthesizing vitamins like B12 or K2, regulating immune molecules, neutralizing toxins, competing against harmful bacteria. Each of those processes is part of your body's daily life, even if you do not notice it. The classic picture of the human body as a closed, autonomous, sterile entity no longer holds. Today we understand that the body is more like a complex ecosystem where millions of organisms interact with our cells and our functions. We are not isolated biological individuals. We are cooperative systems. As in any ecosystem, there is balance, competition, cooperation, and adaptation dynamics. Some microbial species are permanent residents. They arrived at birth or shortly after, and have stayed ever since. Others are transient, influenced by what we eat, what we breathe, what we touch. Some live in harmony. Others come into conflict. There are hierarchies, cycles, patterns. But above all, there is constant communication between us and them. Our body listens to what the microbes do. It detects their chemical signals, responds to their compounds, adapts its immune system based on their presence. And the microbes, in turn, respond to what we do. What we eat, how we sleep, how stressed we are, what medications we take, how we move.